What are we talking about?
Describe your tits using a movie title. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Little Rascals. Oh, sweetheart. The Hunt for Red October. That's more of a vagina joke, I think.
No, they're torpedoes.
Hmm.
Get it? Submarine joke.
Harry and the Hendersons. Oh. Welcome to episode 2 of You Guys Are No Fun, aka The No Fun Show. I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan. I'm glad you remember the name.
That's right. I had to think about it.
Did you?
I was like, oh, yeah. Shit, I'm doing the intro. I need to.
Should we like write it on the wall somewhere?
We should replace everything that says Casual Cowards on it with something that says No Fun.
I got to wait for
there's a lot of things going
on. I mean, to be fair, like this is the first week that we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes.
It's
what were we going to say?
When the year changes and you're like, oh, fuck, now I have to write 2017
right?
on everything.
Right? We've been doing this podcast for about 4 years.
Yeah.
If not longer. And we just decided to change the name recently. Changing up a few things. We don't want to be pigeonholed into video games only. I'm tired of scouring the internet for video game news. So we're just kind of talking about whatever the fuck we want. We're fun, intelligent dudes, you know, and we're
defined
hot,
dudes.
Hot single. We're hot single men, and we're looking to party.
I don't think he's single.
Nah.
Yeah, but we are.
I mean, but
we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, kind of.
Me and you can fuck each other right now.
He's still looking to party. That's all. Yeah. I'm saying.
He's looking to slide into your DMs.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Charles, stop texting me.
So we're changing up a number of things. Instead of doing bi-weekly, we're going to be, we're going to record bi-weekly, but we're going to record two shorter episodes each week.
They're not that much shorter.
Every 2 weeks, we're going to record two episodes.
We just have to stop ourselves before we hit that 2-hour mark.
Stagger the release. But yeah, we're just changing things up.
Speaking of staggering, I'm getting pretty drunk.
I
thought you were going to make a reference to Stagger Lee.
So I did what I was going to say. Every other episode is going to just start off with us already being drunk. In the first episode, you'll hear us getting drunk. And in the second episode, you'll hear us starting drunk and getting fucked up. I may even do that thing I do when I'm real drunk where I keep repeating the same thing because I just have a point I want to make. And even after making it, I feel like I still have to make that point. So get ready for that.
I was going to say, don't do that. I have a knife, but I don't have a knife. I left it at work.
You're
so
not a knife guy this week.
You do whatever you want, I guess.
Don't worry. I got the knife, bro. I got a knife.
Okay. Don't do that. Charles has a knife.
You call that a knife?
I was actually expecting him to go ahead and go Floyd Murphy on me. I want the knife. Lunch out.
How to save a knife.
I barely remember that fucking movie.
Oh, dude, that movie's fucking great.
It's a terrible movie.
What movie was that?
The Golden Child.
Oh, yeah, where they had the oatmeal with the blood in it?
Yeah.
Mm. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. The fucking Charles Dance. Sweet Brother Noomsay.
I don't remember that movie. Anything
Charles
other
Dance
than...
Was in that?
Yeah, Charles Dance is in that. He's the villain.
An Asian kid and pudding with blood in it.
Charles Dance oatmeal. Plays a villain? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this movie called Last Action Hero.
I know.
It's got Charles Dance in it as
well.
That
was me being facetious.
So find us now on our new website.
NoFunShow.com.
NoFunShow.com. Follow us on our new Twitter.
The No Fun Show.
We'll be on Facebook. Ryan's going to take care of that. We'll announce the official link. I guess just search Facebook for the No Fun Show.
It exists right now.
You Guys Are No Fun. What are we on there? You Guys Are
No
Fun?
You can search for whatever you want, bro. That's how Facebook works now. So you can set up almost like Twitter, like put an at.
Oh, Charles Dance.
And
that
you
was
can search for the Tyrion Lannister.
Tywin
Lannister. He's Tyrion Lannister. I'm such a fucking idiot. Anyways, you can search on Facebook at The No Fun Show, or just search for You Guys Are No Fun.
Oh, he was in Space Truckers.
Finally. Dude, he was in Last Action Hero.
Great stuff. So, yeah, we're just kind of, talking about whatever the fuck we want. Instead of specifically video games or specifically movies, we're just going to have fun. We're going to talk about what the fuck we want, because you know what? It's our show.
It's true. So, while we're there, let's talk about video games.
Yeah. What you got?
Well, more specifically, I kind of wanted to talk about The new craze that is sweeping the extreme sissies. I don't know what to call them. Everyone's a fucking pussy. What are these people called? I'm going to call them the Antifas.
Social justice warriors?
Social justice warriors.
SJ Dubs?
Yeah. So,
this is getting weird already.
Yeah. I guess.
Antifas.
So, you know, there's the phrase PC Master Race.
Sure.
It was kind of a joke.
For PC gamers.
For PC gamers.
Just PC gamers claiming that they were better than console gamers.
Yeah.
Agree with.
Because everyone that owns a PC is. Not everyone, but there's a lot of them that are like fucking elitists. You know, you play consoles?
Stand the FOV on that game? Ugh.
I don't even know what that shit means.
Field of view.
Okay.
How is that different than the field of view on a PC?
Usually on PC it's higher, so you get to see a little more on the sides.
Okay.
It's a little
what if you have one of those big wraparound monitors? Have you seen those fucking things?
Yeah, so you need a large, you know,
giant curved monitors.
They'll scare the crap out of you.
Can't do that with consoles, bro.
I have this thing.
Can't you plug your the monitors have HD.
Yeah, you can just HDMI right into it.
It's all about how it's built, bro.
Well, because this, what is this, 16:9, like the regular resolution or whatever, like, or the regular aspect ratio of a TV.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck is the difference?
Hey, man.
My Vizio TV is my computer monitor.
It's true.
They're the same. Field view, I feel like, is the same.
It's true.
Because I also plug my console into that same TV.
Are you trying to be a PC elitist right now, Charles?
No, man.
You're like, no, it's way better on PC.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, as you were saying... I had thought about renaming the show Politically Correct Master Race, because anything with Master Race in it is obviously not politically correct. So I thought the irony was great, plus we... often talk about PC gaming.
Yeah, we would automatically attract the wrong crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I'm pretty sure I would have been killed within about 3 months.
So I googled. No,
man, you're the one that gives us credence to do that name.
Nah,
if it's just two white guys doing that, we get killed real fast.
Like that guy with the Blacks for Trump sign.
That fucking, Jesus Christ.
Was he standing there by himself?
No, there's like, he has a squad of like 5 people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big country. Only found 5 dudes.
He found 5 other black men to support Trump.
Good job, man.
Okay. it's like self-loathing Jews. It's self-hating blacks.
I kind of, yeah. Let's. Yeah.
But anyway.
So back in 2008, it was an article on... Oh, fuck.
Right, so I googled the phrase politically correct master race.
Oh, on The Escapist.
And found that there was someone who called himself PC Gamer,
mm-hmm.
who renamed himself Politically Correct Gamer.
Yeah.
I think that might be more of a
from there
a trademark thing, though. There's a magazine.
Because there's a magazine, PC Gamer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. That guy wrote an article
here too.
About how it's not okay to say that you're part of the PC Master Race anymore. And there's these different websites and forums that will ban you for saying PC Master Race.
What, just for trolling people?
Oh, dude, fucking, yeah. NeoGAF will, if you use that term, they will ban you.
I don't fuck with NeoGAF. That's a cesspool.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That place is a fucking cesspool, and they will ban you for it.
Yeah.
They're like the 4chan of the video game world. They will fucking ban you for it.
There are oversensitive SJ Dubs who are claiming that saying PC, that you're part of the PC Master Race is equivalent of saying that you're a Nazi.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
Okay, please explain this to me then.
I wish I could.
So back in 2008 on a website called The Escapist, there's a show on there called Zero Punctuation. I never heard the website, but I've heard of the Zero Punctuation show.
Mm-hmm.
One of the writers, Ben Croshaw, kind of used the term PC Master Race.
He's the one that came up with the drawing.
He's the one that came up, everyone that plays PC, we all think we're better than console gamers.
Yeah.
And... you know, just use it as like a one-off joke, and people started using it, and it was funny. It's been funny for a long time. There's a whole subreddit about it, and
PC gamers
make fun of themselves on there.
Yeah. The subreddit, which is r/PC Master Race, their tagline is official subreddit of the PC Master Race. We're the largest community of PC enthusiasts on the internet. Begin your ascension today. So it's an ironic. They're
Yeah.
I see it as ironic.
It's a tongue-in-cheek type thing.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be offensive.
Nobody ever, nobody has ever claimed to be a Nazi in there. And I think it's in their rules that if you say anything racist or derogatory, they'll ban you.
Yeah, I don't get the connection.
Yeah,
I'm
so people,
not getting it.
Well, because it's the master race thing.
It's literally those two words.
So, is this people that have just, like, they're literally just saying, this is the first time I've ever heard somebody say PC master race. They're
but
Nazis.
Well, it's because when Trump gets quiet on Twitter, they need something to get fucking mad about. So this has master race in it. Are you kidding me?
You were saying there was that article from 2008, which is obviously way before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one got mad about it until recently.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. So the original, the PC Gamer one where he first started, who the fuck is this asshole? Tyler Wilde, you're a fucking asshole. This was back in 2015 where he said we should stop calling ourselves the PC Master Race because of the racial context.
Okay. Like, I can see where that's coming from because, like, white supremacists on the internet, they're always on the lookout for some memes that they can go ahead and basically subvert for their own shit.
Like their frog.
Yeah, like Pepe the Frog. Pepe the Frog was like usually just like shorthand for fucking sliding into DMs and being a dirtbag. But now all of a sudden, it's all about white supremacy.
And I don't even really think it was a racist frog until the news made it a racist frog.
That's the point. Like, you co-opt something like that and you don't explicitly say, oh yeah, this is like some racist ass shit. Until you like somebody somewhere else says, oh yeah, this is like 90,000 instances of it being some racist ass shit. So I guess it's racist ass shit. Then you come back and say, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's basically just internet trolling. That's all it really is.
It is just a bunch of fucking trolls. Because, like, I guarantee you, all of these fucking people, like on 4chan,
yeah,
none of those people are going to fucking Klan rallies.
Oh,
there's
no,
a bunch of dumb kids on the internet.
Some of those motherfuckers
maybe
are.
Maybe some of them. But there's just a bunch of dumb kids on the internet. I don't know, parents didn't beat him enough or something.
Right, yeah.
But this guy is taking the whole thing, like, way out of context and very super literally that you can't say master race about your community people.
Okay, like, again, like, I get the intent.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying, hey, man, like, don't ride my back for this shit. But really, the best thing to do is, instead of just saying, hey, let's abandon it, fucking stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, just say, all right, cool, like, this is who we are.
Well, here's
we're not with that dumb shit.
Here's a thread on NeoGAF from 2015 where someone wrote, I'm a dirty console peasant, and I like the term PC Master Race. I think it's funny, but I'm an adult, so I can handle politically incorrect humor. And
I
someone's,
like this. Let's get this person on
right?
The
I like this guy. Like, I don't, the response, someone's response to that was, it's always something that's annoyed me. It just seems extremely childish, but then...
That's the joke.
I'm annoyed by PC gamers weighing in on what is and isn't acceptable for console resolutions and frame rates. Blah, blah, blah. So I think it may be something that has snowballed the equating it to Nazis. It's snowballed because console gamers who are overly sensitive to being criticized are taking it there as they're fighting back. In a way that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I've also seen a lot of cases where there are people that will use like the PC Master Race thing and not get that it's supposed to be a joke.
Like they think that they're actually
like
superior.
And like they really like ride that fucking shit hard. And unfortunately, like anybody who doesn't get that joke is usually the well actually guy. You know what I mean?
Well actually.
Yeah, like that fucker that no one wants to hang out with. Yeah. So like that's usually not a fun person to interact with anyway. Yeah.
But then you just stop interacting. It's that easy. Especially on the internet. Just stop interacting with that person.
Man.
You know how easy it is? Like on almost every platform where you interact with humans, there's some kind of block button.
Yep.
Right?
Unfollow.
Mute, unblock,
unfollow. Yeah. Where you don't have to even interact with that human anymore. It's that fucking easy.
You can pretend they don't exist.
You can't just ask them to stop being a fucking asshole on the internet.
How it works, man.
If you show any kind of weakness on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You are making yourself.
Holy
you
shit.
You are painting a target on your own back. If you let anyone know that you're sensitive to anything, you are making yourself a fucking target.
Like, I play this poker game on my tablet here, and there's, like, a couple of, like, pre-chosen little things you can say, and one of them is hurry up if someone's taking a long time on the turn, and I never use it. Because I know that the guy that's taking forever on his turn, if you say hurry up, he's going to do it for the rest of the fucking match.
Even longer.
And then the guy, like someone says it in there, they're like, hurry up. And then it takes forever. And then it does like 10 more turns and someone will say, come on, hurry up. And the guy will just respond with, ha ha. And he'll keep doing it. Like, don't feed the trolls. You know, you just don't feed the trolls at all. And that's what these fucking people are doing. They're starting to yell about something that's not even a fucking it's a non fucking issue, and then these people are gonna take it too fucking far, and ruin it for everybody. Now they're gonna actually start posting all of these actual Nazi shit memes and stuff and fuck it up for everybody.
Yeah, that's the part that's really fucked up, man. Like, there are people out there that. Like, they just want to go ahead and have fun online, dude.
Yeah.
And now they have to be careful because a different set of fucking assholes are going to try to co-opt this shit. That's not cool, bro. Like that's the frustrating part.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the triggered meme. Like, that woman said that she had a problem, and now she's a fucking meme that just personifies, I overreact to things.
Did she overreact?
Yeah. What was she triggered by?
I've never seen it. I've never seen the original.
You say that shit looks like meme.
Like, I've seen the meme. I've never seen like the actual source of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was either, but it just makes me angry that people can't just let the internet be the internet. Like, let these people have their own stupid little corner, and don't, if you don't like it, don't fucking go there. Go to your corner. If you don't like what they're doing over there, go somewhere else. It's like I wouldn't go to a gay strip club because I don't like it, but I'm not going to stand up there and be like, you guys should shut this shit down because I don't want to see penises.
Right?
I just go to a different bar. It's that fucking easy.
Well, to be fair, though, like, the difference here is, like, you don't have a problem with dudes looking at other dudes' dicks. You're like, all right, cool. Do your thing, man. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Like, you just chill over there. You do your own thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, the problem here is that I think people are trying to be a little more proactive in stopping crazy racial shit from happening again. Like, I know we don't try to get too political, but, like, all the Charlottesville shit, like, that didn't come out of nowhere, dude. Like, those motherfuckers were hanging out on their corner of the internet. And I get it. Like, America is America. You gotta let them have their space to do their thing. But at this point, this is being, like, folks trying to protect their corner a little too aggressively.
Yeah. Well, the problem... Well, because these people keep poking them, and that's... Just let them be idiots and they'll be quiet about it. But the minute you start poking them, they're going to get super vocal about it and they'll be running all over town in their fucking anonymous masks.
Well, you got to treat them like dumbass kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't give them the attention that they want. And then when they step out of line, you're like, all right, you know, we'll rap on the knuckles.
Just let them scream, like, let them scream until they fall asleep. That's what you do with kids. Just let them scream until they fall asleep.
So I guess it became widespread in 2014 when Twitter user Melody Hensley claimed that cyberbullies had caused her PTSD.
Oh, God.
Because the term triggered originally, I guess, was coined in 1918 to refer to PTSD. Triggering your post-traumatic stress disorder. So she claimed that internet trolls had given her PTSD. And you know what that did? That painted a fucking target on her back and made her the target for every fucking internet troll in the world and made her a meme and just obviously she...
Dude, watch this. Charles, you ready? Watch.
Yeah. I would imagine...
There's the internet and I don't like what's there.
Yeah, like,
What'd you do? I can't see that screen.
I closed the window.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Like, okay. Like, you just walk away from some situations or like, all right, in this lady's case, if folks are harassing her, like, you move in silence, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, do your shit that you need to do to go ahead and handle these
Delete
motherfuckers.
Delete Facebook, hit the gym. Oh, wait, that's for a different situation.
Yeah, a different thing. But
lawyer up.
Or, like, you know, you report the motherfuckers, whatever you're going to do, but you don't have to go and make a video about it.
Yeah.
Because then you gave those assholes what they wanted.
So you're on your Facebook and people are harassing you, then make your Facebook only viewable to friends and family.
Right.
It's not that fucking hard.
There's a goddamn report button on every fucking post.
And then everyone that harasses you, you report them or block them. And you're done. And it's that fucking... Like, they put these tools here to protect you, and no one uses them. They just bitch about it.
Yeah, like... I guess my problem now is that...
Bitch. Here we are bitching.
No,
right
I mean... Right? No, I mean... No, this is... This is
bitching
this is
about people
though.
Bitching.
Because, I mean...
That makes us double bitches.
You can be angry about something, but fuck, man. Just point it in a constructive direction. Like, if you're going to be pissed off about something and then do something stupid, like, that doesn't work.
It doesn't. I guess I'm just more upset about how big a pussies everybody is. Like, people can't just let people do their own thing. Like, because I'm a huge libertarian. And I know we like to talk about politics. But I'm a big believer in mind your own fucking business.
Okay.
And nobody can fucking, like, nobody can do that. Like, I can do that. I do it really well. Like, I don't care what anyone's doing. Like Chester was having a rough day one time, and he reached out to Dirk, and Dirk was like, well, don't text Ryan, because he doesn't fucking care. And it's true, but no, I know a lot of people can't do that.
I don't remember that.
They get strong feelings, and I would think it was right before you quit your previous job, and you were kind of having a, you were having a moment.
Oh,
where you were hating
yeah.
your job real bad, and you were just like freaking
out. I do remember
out.
That.
And
I
was like,
that.
And Dirk's just like, don't text Ryan, because he doesn't fucking care. But, you know, people can't do that. They get this whole, like, I'm upset about this right now, and I need to jump on it before this shit gets out of control. Mm. Just let it go. You know, it's like a forest fire. It'll burn itself out eventually. Just let it go, man. Just fucking let it. You got to let it go. Right. There's some things you can't let go. Like actual, like, racist, homophobic, transphobic, whatever, where people are out in the real world doing these things. You can't let that shit go.
Yeah, bro.
But this, one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard was the guy Low Tax from Something Awful.
Mm-hmm.
And my most favorite quote was ever, it's the internet. Who cares? Or nobody cares. It was just the best thing. Like, it's just the fucking internet. You could just close it. You could just not be on it. And, like, fucking go watch Netflix. It's not that fucking hard.
Yeah. Well, and I'm about to sound like a very old man right now. But I think the difference is that, at least from the three of our standpoint, like, the internet isn't that important a part of our lives. Like, it's a big part of it. Like, if I had no internet at my house, I'd be fucked. I'd be so bored. But, like, it's not so integrated as far as how I interact with people.
We don't, like, engage in online communities that much.
Right.
Well, I do, but it's still not a center of everything I do every day. Like, if I don't, like, hang out with the folks that I play Destiny with every now and then, or, like, message board or something like that for a couple weeks, I'm fucking fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have actual people I can go visit and talk to. Like, there's a whole life outside of that I don't have to fucking concern myself
right.
with. But I think now a lot of people, like, that's so closely intertwined with their day-to-day life, they don't know how to separate.
Because that's all they do. They get on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and that's their life.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, online. I just talk to people on here, and I don't, like, you know, go to Topgolf and have a round of golf and a couple of beers, or, like, go out to the real world.
Yeah, man. Like, like, I love the folks I interact with, man. It's awesome because, like, you learn new cool stuff from people. You get introduced to things that you didn't know about. But at the end of the day, like, if I lost all contact with these folks, it would suck because they're nice people on the internet, but I'd live. Like, there's other shit to do, bro.
Right.
So
I don't use Facebook very much.
Yeah.
I have it. It's there. I've got over 300 friends for some reason. I don't talk to any of these people.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I was on Facebook the other day.
I've got like 10.
I have no idea who these people are.
10 friends that I interact with regularly, and I don't do it through Facebook.
Yeah. And like I don't know. Like, I don't maintain my own Twitter because I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll use Twitter for, like, news for the most part in a lot of cases, because a lot of times you'll catch up on stuff earlier on Twitter than you would through most normal outlets.
Yeah, the Twitter sphere is just ridiculous.
But that's how a lot of people are stuck in this shit, man. Like, it's a fucking echo chamber, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, you hear the same thing, like, 1.5 million times.
It's like, oh, let's see how 37 different comedians respond to this tweet from the president, you know? Like, I don't really care that much.
Unless it's funny. If it's funny, then yeah, I'm with it.
Sometimes.
Patton Oswalt said it. It's probably funny.
Yeah, but, like,
you know, I like Patton. I like, I follow what Paul F. Tompkins, I think, is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'll occasionally stumble onto Twitter, and I'll see a case where, like, the president tweets something, and then somebody, like, replies to the tweet as if this motherfucker is really going to read your goddamn tweet.
He doesn't read anyone's
and
fucking
and then
response.
Actually have a rational thought and then say, you're right, I fucked up, I'm sorry. He's not going
to
DM you, bro.
No, he's doing that shit at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning while he's, like,
every response
sleep-deprived and angry about something ridiculous.
Every response to Trump's tweets is followed by 37 fucking Trump supporters.
Right?
Just
all
railing
your
on
shit,
you.
Son.
Like, it's just,
right on, bro.
It is such a circle jerk.
Right? Get the fuck out of America.
And then every Trump supporting tweet is followed by a string of tweets by Trump anti-Trumpers. Mm-hmm. And then all of their replies are followed by replies by Trump supporter. Like, it's just, it's a circle jerk.
But you don't have to, like, but we don't, I don't look at it. Do you look at it?
I mean,
none of us really look at it.
I check it out every now and then. Let's be like, all right, cool. This is what's going on.
Out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah. Every once in a while, and I'll read some fucking ignorant tweet, and I'll be like, I feel like I should respond to this, but no.
But you don't need the trolls. Like
87 other people have already responded to it.
So I see an ignorant tweet, then I immediately turn to my girlfriend and say, look at this shit.
Right?
Look at this motherfucker.
We share a laugh, and then we just continue on with life.
That's how you got to treat it. You have to treat these fucking idiots on the internet. Don't try to, you're not going to stop them with your angry article or your angry tweet.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to laugh at them and we'll fucking move on.
It feeds on itself. Like it's like Pizza the Hut. Twitter is like Pizza the Hut. He's trapped in a limo and he just has to eat himself.
Yeah.
It ate himself to death.
Or just anywhere on, like.
That's what all of these.
I know I keep bringing up 4chan, but really it is like the asshole of the internet. Mm-hmm. And I love 4chan and it's fun. Like, I read stuff on there all the time because it's funny. Some people post some really weird, funny stuff. And when you come across something you don't like, you just scroll out.
Are you
on
a
the
beta?
Next one.
You're a beta, aren't you?
Well, no, man, like, you just move past that shit. Like, I don't know, like, one of the best lessons I learned as a child was, like, hey, if somebody doesn't like you, don't stress it out over it. Like, don't say you don't like them either. Just fucking keep it moving, bro.
Yeah.
Because eventually, this motherfucker looks like an idiot obsessing over how much they don't like you if you don't even fucking care about them.
So,
same thing applies.
I'm going to assume that in some point in your life, you've had to deal with some racist bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
I mean, it depends on the situation. Like,
you write a strongly worded letter, or
first, it's let me see your manager. Obviously,
with the haircut.
Well, no, I mean, like, it depends on the situation. Like, if it's a case where some motherfucker is like, "Oh yeah, what are you doing over here, nigger?" or some shit like that, it's like, bro, like, why is this a conversation that we're even having?
Dick.
Right? Like, yeah, I'm at the fucking Whole Foods. The same place as you, asshole. So what's going on?
Avocados are on sale,
right?
Motherfucker.
I like salmon. How about that? Like, because eventually, like, you got to get to a point where you know they're trying to get a response out of you. It's like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot, but I don't have to be an idiot, too. So eat a dick, and I'm going to keep it moving. Like, you can sit here and yell at me if you want, but I'm going to be over here doing my shopping, whatever the fuck else I got to do.
See, because then...
Is that your toilet making that sound? The hell is that?
I think Alexa's playing music.
All right. Got Alexa playing music.
Alexa's
in
the other
podcast.
Room playing music.
Will you close that door, Charles? I don't want to hear that.
What the fuck? Oh, you know what?
I'm sorry to interrupt the episode here, but...
I think it's my phone. It's my Google Play Music sometimes just comes on.
Yeah, that is
Cannibal Corpse, baby. It's so fucking weird.
It's pretty goddamn random. Look, I thought your toilet was running, but it sounded like it was in the room with us.
Wow. Did anyone say Alexa play Cannibal Corpse?
I don't think anything we said sounded like that.
No, I did not.
What were we talking about? Racist bullshit. Oh, yeah, because if you do respond negatively to that guy, then he's just going to go back to the rest of his asshole friends and be like, you should have seen this, somebody nigger down at the Whole Foods.
Right.
So,
right, it's
you're feeding the trolls.
Yeah, dude, like, just fucking, like, let them know you're an idiot. Go about your life. Do whatever it is you got to do. And just don't bother with that shit, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel the internet should be.
That's the thing with the internet. It's not a conversation. It's not a back and forth. It's somebody read something you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't give a fuck what your opinion is. They're now going to scream their opinion into the internet.
Yeah.
And they're not going to listen to a back and forth. They're not going to have a conversation. The internet is just a screaming competition with no volume.
Yeah.
It's just people typing what they think.
Funny anecdote. I have, I think, like twice in my entire life, pulled the military card on some racist motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're like, you don't know anything about this country. You want to be here? I'm like, oh, really? I served. So
you don't know anything
I actually
about this
defended
country.
Your right to be an asshole right now.
What,
so
they
what's
think
going
you're
on,
like,
buddy?
Fresh off the boat, like your name's Mutombo or something?
I don't get it.
What the
like,
fuck?
That's the thing I don't get
you
about racism.
My ancestors built this fucking country, motherfucker, like, and not by choice.
That's the thing I don't get about racism. Like, it's some of the most dumb shit, man.
It really is.
Like, all right, if if you're going to be racist or if you're going to be, you know, homophobic, transphobic, whatever it may be, like, at least put in some effort to let me get something specific or accurate or thoughtful, I guess. Like, because every now and then somebody will say something that, something to you that's so fucking racist where you're like, well, goddamn. Like,
so I would.
All right.
Well, so I got something right fucking in line with that. So I'm talking to one of my buddies. I guess we're acquaintances now because I hardly ever fucking see the guy, but he moved away and came back weird. And so we're out in the driveway, we're, you know, smoking, drinking, whatever. And then he gets real drunk and starts going off. And we start talking about the whole, like, gay rights and, you know, trans people and all this shit. Because I don't give a shit.
Fuck yeah, whatever,
I don't give a fuck. And he's just like, well, have you seen their, like, all these transsexuals raping kids in bathrooms? Just, like, fucking dead stuff. I'm like, you fucking pull up a source that's not your fucking Facebook feed.
Right.
And you show me where that fucking happened.
Right.
And I will believe you. But right now, that is the biggest fucking line of bullshit I ever heard. So then he was living in Idaho at the time.
Ah, that's, explains quite a bit, actually.
So, yeah, and then, like, sense. I'm looking, I'm like, all right, so I'm on the biggest newspaper in Boise right now, and I'm looking for this. So I search for transgender and search for all this stuff on the website. I'm like, all I can find is crimes against transgender people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't find any. Dude, I can't. Do you have a reputable news source that you like? What do you want to use?
Right.
Reuters or Al Jazeera? Like, is there a source that you like that is reputable that's not your Facebook feed? And he's just like, oh, well, I was talking about immigrants.
Wait, what?
He actually fucking said that.
For real, bro?
Yeah.
God damn it.
He was talking.
He changed his tune from
anti-transgender. And he wasn't talking about, like, Mexican immigrants. He was talking about Middle Eastern immigrants.
What the fuck?
That's, again, give me a fucking news.
Like Syrian refugees and shit.
So he mixed up transgender with Syrian refugees?
Yeah.
That, I mean, I can understand how confuse those two things.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's the kind. Those are the kind of people.
Sure. I mean, I want to be banged by both, so that's why I get them confused.
Those are the kind of people that are making the noise on the internet. Bro.
What's that?
I can hook you up with half that equation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, I want half? A Syrian refugee.
Oh, that one, dude.
I want a transgender Syrian refugee to rape me in the bathroom. Is that too much to ask? Is that too much?
No, apparently. Well,
I just want to add credence to this guy's
claim.
Go
to Boise. It's happening all over the place.
Right?
Just go on the Target, take your pants off.
There has to be something that you could eventually order off fucking Amazon. It has to be. Just narrow your criteria. All right. And once
you should probably find that on eBay.
Yeah.
With next day prime shipping.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
I like how we follow up a conversation about not being an asshole by immediately talking about human trafficking.
Well, that's the thing. So,
you
can be an asshole. You can be an asshole all day.
Sure.
And if someone doesn't like what we're talking about, they never have to come back to listen. It's fine. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
Right.
But we're obviously fucking joking. Yeah. Or we're either joking or just looking to get a rise out of somebody. That's it. No one's serious about it. And there are people that are serious about it.
Yeah.
And don't talk to them.
Yeah, dude. Just keep it moving.
That's it.
It's pretty easy.
Like, if you think we're serious, I don't want you listening. Don't go the fuck away.
Serious.
Because we're obviously joking.
You mean serious?
I just said the N-word and Charles didn't punch me in the face because it was a fucking joke. So, I don't know. The internet makes me so fucking angry sometimes. God damn.
Triggered.
Well, I'm triggered. Dude, I'm triggered by people being triggered.
It's all about context, though. Like,
it is.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, I don't even really use the N-word myself, but, like, it's one case of somebody saying, all right, yeah, like, I said this, like, as explaining a situation or something like that, but, like, there's always, like, that one white person that's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm cool, so I can just say the N-word, right? Nah, bro. Not a smart move.
That's okay. Dirk's not here anymore.
Not a smart move. Let's not do that. Right?
No, but it's always followed by, it's okay, I have black friends.
Right. It's like, oh, no. Oh, no, your black friends need to talk to you.
Yeah.
They need to let you know that you can't do that, man.
Now, you may think they're friends, but they probably don't think that about you.
Yeah.
No, like, dead ass, yeah. Like, if you have a black friend who's like, no, that's cool, you can just say it. That is not your friend. They are not looking out for you.
Right?
Not one bit.
Sure, say whatever you want to anybody you want.
Right?
Yeah.
Anytime.
Right? Yeah. Like, as soon as you walked away, they pulled the Chris Rock. Like, crap.
Like, watch, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Right,
like they just walked you into a fucking bus.
He's sitting over there behind you, going like, "Yeah, do it,
you got this.
Yeah,
that guy you right got there. This."
He He's fucking got his phone out.
Right.
Got a nice sepia filter right. on it. He's ready.
Just waiting. Did you hit him? Did you hit him? Yeah. World oh. star. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So turn on one of those the fucking GTA fucking wasted videos.
Oh my dude, god. Turns around oh, dude.
Right? So I kind of wanted to bring up in the same vein, like speaking of being progressive, in Roald Dahl's 1964 book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he had originally written Charles as a young black boy.
Hey, he used to be a young black boy.
I did.
And his agent or editor or whoever talked him out of it. Was like, no, you'll never sell these books if the main character is a black kid.
Well, when did the book originally come out?
64.
1964? Really? Yeah.
So at the time,
this was
maybe
this was
not a bad move by his agent.
Yeah,
considering he worked the out time for
him, to be completely
this
honest.
Was like post Chuck Berry but pre Jimi Hendrix.
Okay,
so kind of in a weird place,
a weird spot.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, when did Martin Luther King do his whole thing?
67, 8, late 60s.
I'm terrible with history, but it's 65.
Yeah, so this
that
is
was
this,
the later 60s.
That was the heart of the civil rights.
It was a hard time for black people.
Yeah. Like, maybe this isn't the best
time. Maybe it was a good call by his agent.
Yeah.
But good on Roald Dahl for wanting to do that.
Yeah, like, you know, just saying, fuck it. Like, this is the character.
Right.
Okay, so Charles, I have another very serious question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a chocolate factory?
Well, to be fair, his mom's vagina was...
Oh, God.
Good God.
No.
Oh, no.
That's the worst thing we've ever said on the show, everyone. Good night.
Wow. The closest I've been is driving by the Hershey's factory in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's where you should have took a selfie and posted Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That would have been fantastic.
That would have been good.
That would have been fantastic. You ruined it.
When was that?
It.
How long ago was that?
This is like eons ago. I was like 9.
Probably, before selfies.
You were driving when you were 9?
No, I was in a car.
Before selfies and Instagram were a thing, obviously.
Also, no one has ever, I take that back. Only one person has ever called me Charlie.
Who?
It's my karate instructor when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. That's
fine.
You don't want to get kicked
sure
in the face.
You claim
sure killed me.
You claim to be 1/10 Chinese, so there's another reason to call you Charlie.
God damn it.
It's Vietnamese.
Oh, is it? Oh, my bad.
Can't even get the fucking right.
Triggered.
Right. Fuck this. I'm out of here.
You're not even the right kind of racist here. Come on. Just
well,
shit together.
To be fair, I mean, racists are ignorant, and I'm displaying my ignorance. So,
all y'all damn Asians are saying.
I'm
y'all are saying with Ching Chong Chang.
I'm sorry that I'm ignorant of the right way to be racist. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, Jesus.
So wait, are you like trying to up your racism skill there, buddy? Is this like Skyrim?
I'm learning.
You got to use it to level it up.
You have to use
intelligence plus one.
That's
or
right.
Minus one.
Exactly.
Oh.
Good job. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah. Right. I'm learning.
Some progress here today.
I'm learning. I'll be a better racist. How to be a better racist.
All right.
Is that your book coming out this fall?
That's right.
Yeah. So I think it's a conversation that needed to be had by somebody, and why not us? Because everyone just, no one will be real about it. Everyone just like picks a far side of that argument.
Yeah.
And no one will look at the other side and call them both idiots.
Both, there's, you know, there's good people on both sides.
God damn it.
You are reading Trump's tweets.
You know, don't blame me for my covfefe. But anyway.
But I'm glad we had it. And you know, I know we say we don't do a lot of political stuff, but
they're shit eaters on both sides.
Yeah. So just can everyone just hear the internet as a collective thing? Shut the fuck up and leave each other alone. And let's all just laugh at cat pictures.
Never
like, can we all just do that?
Yeah, we can all agree on
that. Yeah,
we
can just do that.
Everybody likes cat pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just all do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will see you guys on Reddit in awe. And And yeah. In the meantime, shut your fucking mouth.
For episode two of You Guys Are No Fun, I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan.